Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us Chris Pinto. And Chris was with us before, or maybe a year and a half or so ago, when he had just come out with his video called Megiddo 1. And it is a magnificent presentation, a video masterpiece, I think, going into the background of the plan for three wars: the First Great World War, the Second Great World War, the Third Great World War, which will eventually result in the One World Dictatorship. And of course, everybody says, well, that's, of course, it's happening, you know, we don't have to be involved, it's all in God's hands. And I don't think anything that has to happen. I believe God can put off the inevitable, the terrible things that are in store for us if there are enough people who care. And after all, why do you carry life insurance if everything's in God's hands? Why do you carry fire insurance if everything's in God's hands? Why do you carry automobile insurance if everything's in God's hands? I think God expects us to be active, to be doing things, to be involved, to be the salt of the earth. And well, look around. Do you really think the salt has lost its flavor? And, well, Chris has done a wonderful job with Megiddo 1, and today we're going to be talking about his latest release, which is Megiddo 2, which takes you from the Garden of Eden right up to what's going on this very day as we move towards the New Age, the New World Order, the One World Dictatorship, the New World Religion, and some of the most amazing footage you've ever seen, and putting this together for three gripping hours. Chris Pinto, thank you so much for being with us. Chris, are you there?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, now, of course, for the listeners out there who don't know who you are, why don't you just give a little of your background?
Well, I started out working on stage, really, and getting into acting and writing and directing, and I guess I've been an artist since I was a child, but got into independent filmmaking about 12 or 13 years ago, and pursued it for I guess maybe 7 or 8 years until I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and he turned my life around and helped me to realize that all that I had been pursuing in the world was vain, and so I gave up that old life and came to him and started seeking about what he wanted me to do, and spent several years just as a Christian who just trusted Jesus and was reading the Bible every day and trying to learn how to stand, sit, and walk as a believer in him. And then one day I came across a video, or it was handed to me by some friends, called Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age Revolution, and it dealt with issues pertaining to the New World Order and the New Age movement, and talked about it from the side of the music industry, but the presenter made it very clear that these things were happening around the world, and that sparked my interest and began an investigation that has ultimately led to the Megiddo series, part one and two.
And of course, so much of what you have put into your material is exactly what we've been talking about. Of course, but you do it much better than I do. I mean, because here it is graphic, it's so believable, and of course you just bring in all of these people and what they've said. And these people are talking about the necessity of killing off large parts of the population. They're not joking, ladies and gentlemen. They're deadly serious. We're going to be back in just a moment with Chris Pinto right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and our guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto. And Chris is actually a motion picture producer, director, a writer. He puts the whole thing together. He and his wife have done a magnificent job on two videos, both of which we carry. In fact, we've carried his first video, Megiddo 1, it's been out a year and a half or 2 years?
It's actually been out just a year, Dr. Stan. We released it last December, 1 year ago.
All right, fine. And how long is that, Megiddo 1?
Megiddo Part 1 is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
All right, somebody asked me today. Now, Megiddo 2 is 3 hours, but I will tell you it's one of the fastest 3 hours you'll ever spend with fascinating footage as he begins to pull together everything that's going on today. And you can't understand the Nazi movement unless you understand the dark spiritual forces behind that and the relationship between Nazism and Madame Blavatsky and the occult movement. And then, of course, you can't understand the New Age movement today unless you understand that it is all coming from exactly the same source. The same spiritual forces are energizing the movement here in the United States today and throughout the world that energized Adolf Hitler, that energized the people at the time of the First World War and during the 19th century, going all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And of course, a beautiful, beautiful presentation of what happened in the Garden of Eden. I want to pick that up because I think your graphics there is just amazing.
Yeah, we spent a number of months. For those who saw Megiddo Part 1, they saw we used a lot of 3D animation. Well, this time we actually got a little bit more, in some ways, advanced animation system and did the animation for the creation story. Just how God is the one, he's the author of creation, really to set up one of the most important elements of the New Age movement, and that is this whole doctrine of evolution, the idea that man evolved rather than was created. And we spent a lot of time talking about the importance of understanding that, you know, how and why evolution is false. But we start out by telling people what the truth is according to the Word of God in the Bible. And so we unfold the creation story and show, you know, how God created man in his own image, and then, you know, from man God created woman, and then show the fall of man in the garden, and just remind people of the temptation of the serpent and what the serpent's lie was, you know, that man would not die, you know, if he disobeyed God, and that he would that he could become as God through, you know, the pursuit of this knowledge. By being initiated through the tree of knowledge, as it were. And of course, this all turns out to be a lie, and then man is cast out.
Hold that thought right there for a moment, please, please. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto, and of course, we're talking about his great new video. It's 3 hours long. It's called Megiddo 2. And then how do you begin to correlate what happened in the very beginning with what's going on today? Well, of course, this whole idea that you can become God, and he has this wonderful footage of Shirley MacLaine in the docudrama Out on a Limb. Here she is standing on the beach shouting, I am God. I am God. I am God. And that's really what it's all about. They're trying to convince people that they can become gods. They don't need a savior. They don't need a salvation. They don't need the promise that Jesus Christ gives us. You can become a god yourself. And many of these people, of course, are working at the highest levels of our government. That's why they're totally unconcerned about all the terrible things that are happening in our society today, because they have a different allegiance. They worship a different god. So pick up the story from there, Chris.
Well, we show where that whole doctrine begins. You know, the New Age movement is as some have, you know, many teachers have taught, is not so new. It does go all the way back to the beginning. And this very the very seduction that led to the fall of man right from the start is the same lie that Satan has been teaching throughout all the pagan religions of the world for thousands of years, leading right up to the present day. And we show how in early America, the early American fathers, that's kind of where we start with it, we show how the early American fathers, after we do the Garden of Eden, and we talk about early America and how they were convicted by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then we have a lot of quotes to establish that, and then we show how the elements of paganism began to creep in the early American colonies, something that I don't often hear taught about, and I was actually pretty surprised to learn in reading some of William Bradford's work, who had come over on board the Mayflower.
And he was the first governor of the Plymouth plantation, Plymouth colony.
Yeah, he was the chief governor. I think somebody had been governor prior to him, but then that person died, if I remember correctly, and then he took over when he was still a young man, and he was like their chief governor for like some 30-some-odd years. Made a lot of the decisions that led to the great success of the Plymouth colony. But if you read his writings, he's so convicted by the God of the Bible and makes constant reference to God and, you know, the teachings of the scriptures, and in fact used God's example in the Old Testament of giving the children of Israel each their portion of land to establish the initial idea of private property ownership. You know, he even talks about that, how those who have a communal form of government are doing so as if they were wiser than God, he says. And so it was Bradford who came up with the idea of, well, okay, each family take their own private property, you work the land, and so on, and whatever you earn, that belongs to you. And this actually led to the great success of the Plymouth colony and allowed America to thrive in the beginning. But he writes about how there were other colonies, or at least one other colony, that had given itself over to pagan practices and so on. And so we talk a little bit about that and show how the understanding, the established understanding in America, began to change a little bit at a time, and how there were people like a woman named Anne Marbury Hutchinson who were preaching things that are very much like the New Age doctrines that we find in America today.
Now, was this back in the 1800s, or back in the 1700s?
Yeah, this is actually back in the still in the 1600s.
1600s, all right.
Still back prior to, the 18th century era is Anne Hutchinson, because she was put on trial by John Winthrop, who was the governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. And Winthrop is the American father who's most famous for saying that America is like a city, shall be like a city upon a hill. Ronald Reagan quoted that, and in fact we heard it here in this last election, talking about America as the city on a hill. But most of the people who quote that city on a hill quote, they forget the rest of Winthrop's quote, which was, he says, we must consider that the God of Israel shall be among us, so that we shall be as a city upon a hill. And if we shall deal falsely with our God, then we shall become a proverb and a byword through the world. In other words, we will cause him to withdraw his present help from us. So it was actually a warning to the early Americans to believe God and to continue believing God, so that he would not withdraw his help, and that would bring tragedy or calamity upon America. And in fact, there are a number of quotes. You know, Patrick Henry, who said, it is when men forget God that tyrants forge their chains. There are many warnings from the early Americans that if man would abandon God and the gospel of Jesus Christ, that in that proportion, that he would find himself drawn again into bondage. And I found it very interesting to find those very direct warnings from early American fathers who had just themselves escaped the Dark Ages, you know, and the tyranny and the persecutions of Europe, and they remembered. And so they were giving this warning to America and to the future generations of America. And it's a warning that I think is very important today. So we show how early America went from this very, you know, clearly stated Christian belief into, slowly but surely, there were these other doctrines that were creeping in until you get into the 19th century, and then you have in 1848, the Fox sisters have their spiritual encounter where they encounter a spirit with these mysterious, strange rappings and so on in Hydesville, New York.
Now, of course, a lot of people tend to think that this is just all crazy, this is all, you know, put on, but there really are people who do contact the other dimension, isn't that right?
That's absolutely right. In fact, we show, it'd be one thing if there were one or two people involved in this, but when you have all of these people all over the world who are not related to each other, and yet they're all in communication with the spirit realm, supposedly, and the information and the doctrines that are coming through the spirit realm are all the same. You know, they have this this continuity to them, as Dave Hunt says in our documentary. And they're all preaching the same doctrine that conforms to the lie of the serpent from the Garden of Eden. And that's where all these doctrines and teachings and so on are all tied together. And we show, as you point out, Dr. Stan, various, I mean, we show Shirley MacLaine, but with her, we show a number of other spirit channelers. Jay-Z Knight, another channeler named Jack Purcell, who's actually pretty famous in the channeling realm. He channels a spirit named Lazarus. And these guys go into their trance, and we show it right there on camera, as you saw. These guys going into a trance, and then their spirit guide comes up and takes possession of them, and they begin talking in some other voice. And, of course, the doctrine that they teach all conforms to this ancient delusion that Satan wrought in the Garden of Eden. And then we show it, you know, we show it over and over again with these different channelers. Then we show the same thing with Shirley MacLaine, okay, in her, you know, I think it's an almost a three-hour miniseries on Out on a Limb, which if you watch the whole thing, it's just incredible, because throughout that whole it's not a documentary, it's like a biographical dramatization, she is espousing all of the lies of the New Age, that there is no death, nobody really dies, you just get recycled and you come back again, and that as you're ascending onward and upward, you're slowly but surely becoming a god. And that self-realization is just realizing that God is not without, but he's within. And you need to realize that you yourself are God.
And this is the most incredible idea, that we are God, and yet there are some people who really believe that, and because we are God, we can do whatever we want to. We don't have to listen to these old-fashioned ideas of thou shalt not commit adultery or steal or thou shalt not covet. Now, we are totally free, and believe me, Lucifer gives you total freedom. But, of course, at the cost of your eternal soul. And to the average individual out there, this doesn't seem real. It sounds like the X-Files. The trouble is, this is far more real than most of the reality we see today.
Yeah, completely. And that's the thing that we try to do. We try to bring it out of the, you know, out of the so-called conspiracy realm, because some people would just say, well, these are just fanatics who say this kind of thing. And we bring it in. We just try to document everything and show... This is the same teaching that was with Adolf Hitler. This is what we show, that Hitler himself was inspired by spiritual powers and forces, that he was quite probably, at least according to some that witnessed him, and there's a lot more quotes that we could have shown, but we just showed a few about how when Hitler got up to speak and he would give these powerful speeches moving millions of people throughout Germany and really in different parts of the world, were just captivated by Hitler. But it was because, as Dennis DeRogman says, that he was the seat of thrones and powers and principalities that can descend upon a man and occupy him like a garrison, DeRogman says in his writing.
Well, I think that if you ever really studied Hitler, you realize that he was possessed, and he feared he was possessed, and yet it had given him tremendous power, the ability to control the minds of the people around him, but even more than that, the ability to control, you know, hundreds of thousands of people listening to him at one time, and people would stand there for hours, transfixed as this man spoke. But of course he spoke, of course, with this tremendous spiritual force behind him. And of course he captivated the audience exactly as the modern day rock and roll singers do, as they profess their brand of Satanism to our children. And you have this wonderful footage there of Ozzy Osbourne singing about Mr. Crowley. And of course Mr. Crowley was a Satanist. He was the most prominent Satanist here in the United States up until the time he died, about the middle of the last half century. And here you have some great film footage of Ozzy Osbourne singing about this Satanist and the crowds of young people cheering and cheering for Aleister Crowley, the Beast, who called himself 666. book is called AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working within organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for AIDS, The Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background of this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
Party. In November of 1991, the 60 Minutes television show first reported on the French paradox, the fact the French violate every dietary rule for good health, eat a diet rich in fats and calories, and yet exhibit far better cardiovascular health than North Americans. Over a decade later, we know that molecules called polyphenols are responsible for the health benefits in red wine, but those molecules only remain stable in a sealed bottle of red wine. Longevinix is the first dietary supplement to stabilize red wine molecules in a sealed capsule, just like the corked bottle of red wine, providing red wine polyphenols without the calories, alcohol, and sulfite preservatives. One Longevinix capsule is equivalent in polyphenols to drinking 5 glasses of red wine. Call 866-405-4000 today to order Longevinix. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto, and those of you who've seen his Megiddo 1, of course, know that it's a fascinating story, the story of the background of the three wars that were planned, and of course, we're going into the third war now, but these wars were planned long ago. Megiddo 2 actually gives you the overview of the progress of civilization and the spiritual forces behind everything going on today. Beautifully done. And of course, there's Dave's Hunt, a guest in this, and Carol Matriciana, and I have a short section in that. And of course, what Chris has really done is take so many of the things we've talked about, but put it into a fascinating sequence. And of course, you'll see a lot of great footage. In fact, I don't know where he got all the footage, but it's very, very, very professionally done, far more professional than anything I could ever turn out. And I think that you'll get the story there that people need to see, need to understand, to see what's going on in America today, because what in heaven's name are we really doing over in the Middle East? I mean, are we really fighting for freedom there? Are we fighting for democracy, or is there another agenda? Is this about oil, or is this a prelude to World War III? And that's, of course, what I believe it is. I believe that there's a force that is controlling the people who control our government today. They think they're going to do one thing, but they don't realize there is going to be a blowback, and it's going to have disastrous effects right here in America. So pick up the story from there, Chris.
Well, we were talking about all of the spirit channelers and New Agers and even the Nazis, and we even talk a little bit about Freemasonry and how this doctrine about becoming your own god, the lie of the serpent from the Garden of Eden, affects and touches so many different areas. And we show in Megiddo Part 2 on the New Age movement, we show it among New Agers and spirit channelers and so on, but then we show how this doctrine affected such people as Jim Jones of the People's Temple, who brought about the mass murder of his followers, who drank the poison Kool-Aid, and how he was, you know, into his into himself and calling himself a god and trying to teach his people that they were gods as well. And then we showed David Koresh of the Branch Davidian movement, how he also was seduced by this doctrine. And then we show it in some professing Christian circles. We show TBN founder Paul Crouch. We show Kenneth Copeland. Then we show it in the Roman Catholic Catechism. We have a quote from the Pope. We expose it, of course, in Mormonism. And then show a New Age writer who makes reference to this as the new global religion, that this is going to be the new world religion, that all men will know that they are gods. And, of course, all of this, I believe, and it seems like, just looking at the how this movement is going, as it's working in conjunction with this one world religion, and all of the pagan religions in the world are based upon this doctrine in one form or another, and all of these religions are being unified through the Pope and his ecumenical movement, and also with the United Nations. And we show just what I thought the first time I saw it was a really stunning news story from CBN that was just reporting on the United Nations and how, you know, at their Millennium Summit, how they had this meeting of all these different heads of various religions, and that their agenda was very directly to bring about a global religious voice. And, of course, these things are prophesied in the Bible, that ultimately this one world religion will be designed to cater to that man known as the Antichrist, the man of sin, the beast of the book of Revelation. And, of course, the Bible tells us, when Paul's writing to the Thessalonians, that Antichrist is he will set himself up in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, and he will exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. And this seems to be the climax of Lucifer's proud boast, you know, where he says, you know, I will be like the Most High. And of course, it was Lucifer or Satan who seduced Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
And so there's very little new under the sun, but same things are happening over and over again over this last 6,000 years, haven't they?
Yeah, it certainly seems that way, that all that began, you know, there in Genesis is going to come full circle through the book of Revelation. But it's very powerful, you know, especially when we tie in the United Nations, and then we have you in your interview, Dr. Stan. You talk about how you and Pastor Joe talk about how the power behind the United Nations is the occult, and then how the Theosophical Society, founded by Madame Blavatsky, is the chief influence behind the United Nations.
Well, you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Chris Pinto, and we'll welcome your calls here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Now, most people laugh at the idea that there is or has been a secret society. I wanted to tell you about a tape we have. It's a talk I gave before the Concerned Women of America some years ago, and it basically goes back into the background behind the secret society, which was formed in England and eventually came to America and came to be known as the Council on Foreign Relations. It goes into the background of Cecil Rhodes. And how does that secret society that he created impact on you today? If you read the works of Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor, you'll understand that Professor Quigley is probably one of the leading experts today on history, but also a man who had the courage to speak out. You need to get the four-tape set, The Secret Government, to understand what Professor Quigley taught Bill Clinton. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to tell you about some of the items that you can get here at Radio Liberty you're just not going to be able to find elsewhere. We actually have four-tape sets going into the background of the use of aspartame and NutraSweet and our food products. Do you realize that aspartame has a profound impact on the intellect? Do you realize it has a profound impact on reproduction? Do you realize, of course, that it really is a very highly toxic substance? And, of course, it undermines the very health of our children. The average individual really doesn't understand that. They don't understand why, of course, when they drink NutraSweet, when they use the NutraSweet products, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, why they put on weight. Why? Very simply, because it's producing damage to your whole endocrine system. And instead of losing weight, you actually put on weight. And the average person has no idea. So we have a great four tapes on set on aspartame. We have a book on excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, written by a good friend, Dr. Russell Blaylock. We have the classic book, Aspartame Disease, The Ignored Epidemic, by Dr. Roberts, and they'll give you the whole background of this poison that they put in so much of our food today. Now, why would they do that? Well, very simply, because there are too many people in the world, and this is one way of culling the population. We have four tape sets on mercury. We have four tape sets on fluoride and the profound impact that fluoride has on fertility, and, of course, all the various problems that come with water fluoridation. They understand exactly what's going on. They just don't want the public to understand that they're actually in the process of poisoning the people of America. Our four tape set on aspartame, on fluoride and mercury, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this afternoon is Chris Pinto, and of course, we're talking about his new video. It's called Megiddo 2. And of course, we've carried Megiddo 1. If you haven't seen it, you need to. And then you'll certainly want to see Megiddo 2 because it's very, very professionally done, done with a lot of graphics, but a lot of great and wonderful interviews. And as you hear, for instance, Ozzy Osbourne singing about Mr. Crowley and how we just have to get back to the truths that Mr. Crowley taught. Mr. Crowley just happened to be a Satanist. He was known as the Beast, as 666. But you see, the average person doesn't understand how these dark, sinister, satanic forces permeate every aspect of our life today and are promoting wars, they're promoting disease, they're blocking the health things that would keep us healthy and promoting the use of medications that would create illness. They really intend to kill off most of the world's population, and if you doubt that, you need to go to, of course, the Georgia Guidestones and see the imprints there on these great stones there where they talk about maintaining the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Now, how would you do that? Well, you have to kill off 90% of the world's population. And they'll do it through wars, they'll do it through disease, they'll do it through the things we've talked about, the vaccinations that contain toxic doses of fluoride. Why do you think they're trying so hard to get people to take the influenza vaccine? Ladies and gentlemen, there is no influenza epidemic. Where is the influenza epidemic? It isn't there. And it isn't there because most of the people haven't taken the vaccine and come down with the flu. And if the influenza vaccine is not blocking the influenza epidemic, it's been promoting it through the years. and this year we're so fortunate, and they're doing everything they can to get you to take that influenza vaccine. They want to give a toxic dose to our six-month-old children. Why would anybody want to do that? Unless they were totally evil. Pick up the story from there, Chris.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think it's, it's interesting that you mentioned the Georgia Guidestones. We sort of build up to that as kind of our climax, of course, with you talking about the Guidestones and so on, along with Dr. Kent Hovind, who also appears in the documentary, and he gives a great testimony, talks about evolution, but he also talks about this depopulation agenda, which seems to have been sort of... the natural result of the progression of this whole spirit movement, where you had all of these channelers, and we show them over, a period of about 200 years that were communicating from the spirit realm. But at the dawn of the 20th century, there were two people in particular who were using the same process. They were using this channeling process. They were using automatic writing. But then they began to reveal the source behind this power that they were coming in contact with. And the first one was Madame H.P. Blavatsky, and she began to write a whole lot about Lucifer, and she just openly came out and was one of the early New Age writers to glorify Lucifer and to despise the God of the Bible. And of course she was heavily influenced by occultists like Eliphas Levi and others, and which she talks about in her writings. But we show in the documentary all of her, adulation and her glorious declarations about how Lucifer is the real God. And we have some live footage from the, believe it or not, the Theosophical Society headquarters in Pasadena, California. I was actually pretty surprised to learn that they had an international headquarters in Pasadena, but we went there with our cameras and we shot some footage, which we show in Megiddo Part 2. And so we talk about how she was really revealing, the Luciferian power that was inspiring her. But just after her in the early 1900s was the Satanist Aleister Crowley, who wrote his now famous Book of the Law back in 1904, which he openly claimed was channeled to him by a demonic spirit. Crowley had gone to Cairo, Egypt, there with his wife, and they had gone to an exhibit, if I remember this correctly, gone to an exhibit where they encountered an idol or an image of the ancient god Set. And the god Set, if you study in Satanism, like the Satanic Bible, they reveal that Set is one of the infernal names of Satan. And Crowley noticed on the image, they were all marked with different numbers and so on, but he noticed on the image that the image was marked with 666. And he took this as a sign, and sometime later, while they were in Cairo, he ends up receiving these messages from the spirit realm, from a demonic spirit calling itself Iwas. And he receives that chief axiom from this demonic spirit: do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. There is no law beyond do what thou wilt. And he's actually quoting a Catholic priest, a former Catholic priest from the Dark Ages, a guy named François Rabelais, in his book Gargantuan. That was one of the things. And Rabelais had in his story, he had this place called the Abbey Thelema. Okay, and there at the Abbey Thelema, they all declared, "Do what thou wilt, shall be the whole of the law." Well, Crowley, from the spirit realm, gets this idea, adopts it. And he actually, over in Sicily, has this place called the Abbey Thelema, where he performs all of these bizarre satanic rituals. It's from the Abbey Thelema that he's exposed as the wickedest man in the world by the London newspapers. And we give an overview of that part of his life and how there was a guy named Raoul Loveday who died from drinking poison cat's blood in some demonic ritual that was hatched by Crowley. But he was a very evil and wicked man. I was very open about it, very open about his Satanism. But we show how Crowley and Madame Blavatsky, who were both Satanists, right in line with all of these spirit channelers and spirit communicators, whether it's Mary Baker Eddy or Phineas Quimby or Andrew Jackson Davis or any of, you know, Shirley MacLaine or Jay-Z Knight or all the rest of them, they're all linked together by this glorying of the serpent in Eden, and how he had led man to the tree of knowledge, and now through knowledge, he made, as Crowley says, the serpent made gods of our race. And so we try to show where the progression of this movement is headed. It's all headed to the deepest, darkest recesses of the spirit realm, and that is Satan himself, that he is the real power behind all of this. And with that, we show that song from Ozzy Osbourne, who's not necessarily the most, I mean, I don't think Ozzy is necessarily a diabolical guy, but he's being inspired by demonic forces. And so we show this song where he's glorifying Aleister Crowley, and in the song there comes this incredible message that is very symbolic, it seems to be very discerning, and it's a very intelligent message where he's singing about Mr. Crowley, and Crowley, who called himself the Great Beast 666, and he says, "Won't you ride my white horse?"
No, of course that comes from the book of Revelation, doesn't it? Revelation 6.
Right. Revelation chapter 6, the first horseman of the apocalypse is called the rider on a white horse. And in Revelation 6 it says, you know, it says, "Behold, I saw a rider on a white horse, and he was given a crown, and he went forth conquering and to conquer." Well, Crowley, when in his writings, he referred to Antichrist as the crowned and conquering child. Okay, so then you've got Ozzy Osbourne singing, you know, "Won't you ride my white horse?" It's symbolic, of course. And then he says, "We're approaching a time that is drastic. We're approaching a time that is classic." And he says, "We're approaching a time that is drastic, standing with their backs to the wall." And that phrase, I've heard some attribute that phrase to Adolf Hitler, although I couldn't find it in Hitler's writings, but it's a phrase that denotes the execution of those who will not bow down to this New Age Antichrist, to the beast, ultimately.
Well, I think, you know, one of the most impressive parts of where you have the pictures of Barbara Mark Suppert, one of the most wealthy women in the world. She was tied into the Marks toy fortune, and they're tied into one of the largest toy manufacturers, certainly toy distributors in the country today. And then she talks about, you know, how they're going to have to kill a quarter of the world's population. And you quote from the original document that she put out, the Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation, which we have copies of the original document, where she talks about the necessity of killing a quarter of the world's population. And then as she says, "That is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse, death." And all you need to do is read Revelation 6, 8, and you know, you'll get this whole sequence, actually, and you, it gives you this whole background, or 6, 11, 12, somewhere in there. And, of course, this whole thing is laid out very, very clearly, exactly what this is about. The riders of the pale horse, of course, is death, and they're going to kill a quarter of the world's population. And she says, that's us. Barbara Mark Suppert, a consultant to our government, a consultant to our military, one of the wealthiest women in the world, and deeply involved in this whole occult movement. Now, the average individual, they shake their head and they say, this couldn't be going on. This couldn't be real. And that's why I think your video is so powerful. People need to see it. They need to see the quotations. And we have the original documentation for just about everything you've said there.
Yeah, we, you know, Barbara Marks Hubbard, I think her quotes are, you know, the scariest, because she's talking about, you know, of course you don't need to be afraid if you're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, but just in terms of chilling quotes from this, what seems to be a very intelligent, sophisticated woman who's talking about, you know, that basically everybody has a choice. Do you want to be a universal Christ, you know, or do you wish to die? You know, she says that is the choice. People will either change or die. And has she has lots of chilling quotes like this. And of course we show Barbara Marks Hubbard. We show Ruth Montgomery. We show New Age pamphlets and all of these different New Agers. And they're all channeling. And this I would say to people who think this is just, you know, nonsense. How is it that they're all getting the same message over and over again? That there's going to be this great cleansing of the planet. And the defective seeds, those who won't change and adapt to the new paradigm that's being established are going to be wiped out so that the new race can come forward. And we show that that this is exactly what Adolf Hitler was trying to do. Hitler talked, we begin Megiddo Part 2, as you know, Dr. Stan, with a quote from Adolf Hitler, where he's talking about creating the new man, this God-man. And Barbara Marx Hubbard talks about the same thing, about as, you know, man comes into that generation of being, you know, the co-creator, the God-man, that it's time to get rid of all those who aren't going to go along with this. And that's what Hitler was doing. Hitler was wiping out all of the undesirables, all of those that he believed were inferior. And of course, this is where I think evolution plays such an important role, because that's the idea. There's no God, there's no divine authority establishing right or wrong. Rather, it's just the natural selection of favored races. And so, by the process of natural selection, you know, and this is what Barbara Marx Hubbard is referring to when she's talking about, you know, her guiding spirits are saying, you know, we are the riders of the pale horse death. We are in charge of God's selection process.
Now, I think people need to understand that she readily admits that her book is channeled to her by a spirit. She calls it the Christ spirit. I would call it the demonic spirit.
Yeah. Well, I think there's no question about that.
But you see, to the average Christian, that seems so far out. That seems like something from the X-Files. That couldn't be what's really happening. And yet you tell, explain to me what we're doing over in Iraq today. Why the longer we stay, the worse things get, and why we're antagonizing the whole Islamic world against us. It really doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense. We have a Christian administration that's putting Alberto Gonzalez for Attorney General, who approves of torture, and he's the architect of the author of this torture doctrine. Why would Christians put people who advocate torture into key positions in our government, in charge of our law enforcement? Nothing makes sense unless you understand behind everything there are these spirits and forces, which Chris brings out so beautifully in this video. And it's beautifully done. Really, it's very, very professionally done.
Well, we spent about, well, close to a year on it, Dr. Stan, just trying to make it as, because, you know, we want to serve the Lord with all of our might and really present a quality piece of material for the body of Christ, and also for those who may not yet know the Lord Jesus, but who are seeking the truth and trying to discern these things, to make it as viewable, as watchable as we can, and also that they can come to understand this information and how it all fits together. And I want to tell people, let them know that you yourself are in this video, and you come in the last 35 minutes and you talk about Madame Blavatsky, and you talk about the Georgia Guidestones, and we actually went to Georgia with a camera, and we taped the Georgia Guidestones, so we show it to you in this video. And of course, we have Dr. Stan there on camera, and he's telling the whole story of how the Georgia Guidestones came to be, and how this mysterious stranger came into the town of Elberton, Georgia, and then we just show you that first quote that you mentioned earlier about how they're calling for, you know, these Ten Commandments from the dark side, as you say in the documentary, and how they call for maintaining a world population below 500 million people. And how do you explain that? How are they going to achieve that? And exactly what are they saying by that suggestion?
Well, I think it's all very well calculated. The other side knows exactly what they're doing. They've just got to keep the Christians population, the good people of this country, and, you know, 85 to 90% of our people consider themselves in one way or another believing in God and believing in the divinity of Christ. We've got all sorts of different branches of Christendom, the two major branches, Catholic, Protestant. Of course, the whole function is to get everybody fighting against one another, and of course they permeated and they penetrated both the Protestant and the Catholic religion. This is, of course, what the average Christian doesn't understand. They got in charge of our organizations, and they're changing the message of the Catholic and the Protestant Church, and they're doing a mighty good job. They're changing the music of the Catholic and the Protestant Church, and they're doing a very good job, and they're bringing in Satan's music, rock and roll music. And if you don't know about rock and roll music, of course you're going to see Pastor Joe Schimmel here, and he's done that wonderful videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll, and of course he also did that. What was it now? The Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age, which we also carry?
Right. Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age Revolution. That's his live presentation. But we show, just to let your audience know, we show, we have a pretty extended interview with Pastor Joe, and he's talking about how Aleister Crowley and all this music fits in with the New Age movement, and how it's all a part of this whole grand plan of Satan to bring about this one world order and to bring forth his Antichrist, this brutal dictator that's going to insist that everyone bow down and worship him or be killed.
And well, I think that we're moving along very rapidly. Christians have to understand what's happening. You've done a great job on this, Chris. Thank you so very much for being with us, and I guess we'll be having again with us this evening as we go through more of this incredible, incredible story of Megiddo 2. God bless, and thanks so much.
God bless. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps. And it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR for America are under attack today.
Leading-edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high-quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just mention some of the other items that we have here available at Radio Liberty that will help you better to understand what we're really talking about. We carry, of course, a four-tape set called the Church Growth Movement. It goes into the background of the movement that has infiltrated, taken over the Christian church in America, and is changing the music and the message of our church, is getting people into encounter groups and taking them away from the Word of God to get people to begin thinking, well, maybe I can interpret the scriptures. I don't need to see what God meant. Let me just interpret it my own way. They've infiltrated the Catholic Church. You need to get the four-tape set, Malachi Martin, The Wisdom of Malachi Martin. And then, of course, you need to get our video, Diaprax in the Church, an excellent video giving you the overview. You can get either video or DVD, but it'll give you an excellent overview of exactly what's going on in the Christian Church today as we turn away from God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this afternoon was Chris Pinto. We carry both of his videos. We carry Megiddo Part 1. It's about 2 hours and 15 minutes, and it's very, very professionally done. Both of them are. The second one is 2 hours, actually it's 3 hours, but it's just gripping, and of course you'll see Dave Hunt and Carol Matriciana and Kent Hovind, and I have a small part in this as I go into the background of the Georgia Guidestones. I go into the background of Madame Blavatsky, who was the modern-day architect. Of course, she did nothing at all, but take advantage of the ancient knowledge, the ancient wisdom that's been around since the Garden of Eden. So you can get both of these videos, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Those of you who've seen my video, Brotherhood of Darkness, I realize that I talk for 2 hours, and I think it's a very good, all-encompassing video, giving you an overview, but I think Chris has done such a great job because, of course, he has all the film clips there and many more breaks, and you don't have to hear me talking for 2 full hours. And then, of course, we have Pastor Joe Simmels. Videos. The first one is Rock and Roll Sorcerers of the New Age, and of course you'll actually hear him talking in a lot of film clips, and then some of those film clips appear in the 3-hour, the 4-hour, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. That's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. Every child in America needs to see this video to understand that as they get drawn into the rock music field, they're getting really drawn into Satanism. This is Satan's music. That's why we're bringing it into the churches today, because it has a profound impact on the soul. And we're replacing the wonderful old hymns of the past that told us about the blood of Jesus Christ and the fact we needed a Savior to the drum beat that those drums would be just as happy hearing him down in the darkest Africa, but they're hearing him in our churches today. So they sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. We have a great book. It's called Fallen Angel. It's the story of Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin was one of the most popular of all modern rock groups, and of course their lead guitarist actually was the man who bought Aleister Crowley's home there on Loch Ness. Aleister Crowley in Scotland was known as the other Loch Ness Monster. We've got a great 4-tape set on Aleister Crowley, one of the most influential people in America today, even though he's been dead for over 50 years. But his disciples are here, people like Timothy Leary, Alfred Kinsey, certainly Harry Hay, who formed the Gay Liberation Movement. They were all Crowleyites. Now these people have passed on too, but their influence is still here, permeating every aspect of our society, destroying everything that is good and noble and worthwhile. And now we see America, a post-Christian America. Oh, we talk about Christianity. We have politicians who say, God bless you, but look at what they're doing. They're lying to the American people. They're taking us into wars. They're allowing diseases to spread. For instance, why do you think that they want everybody to get an influenza vaccine when there are toxic doses of mercury in that? Because the mercury destroys the brain. And those of you who would like to get the article from Dr. Fudenberg, certainly one of the leading vaccinologists in the world, pointing out that if you take 3 to 4 influenza shots over a 5-year period and you're between 60 and 65, you know, 10 years later, 1,000% increase in Alzheimer's disease. Why are they doing it? Because they're evil. Now, most doctors don't understand this. They're not going to get this reading their medical journals. That's why, if you want the documentation, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get the 4-tape set on aspartame. Get the book, Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills, or get Aspartame Disease, the Forgotten Epidemic. All the documentation is there, the scientific studies. Copy them and get them to your doctor. It's got to be up to you to teach him, because he's never going to get it at the meetings he goes to. And then pray for America. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Pray for our leaders. Please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so we won't be with you tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday. Until then, may the Lord be with you.